In 2009, Zach Cruzy worked as the marketing director for a Fort Wayne comic shop called Discount Comic Book Service.
I was putting together a big store event for the 10th anniversary of the store. It was a big sale, and we brought in some professional creator friends of mine to do, you know, store in-store signings, that sort of thing.
That got Cruzy thinking, why not have a comic show in Fort Wayne? Those creator friends of his became part of the backbone of Summit City Comic Con, later renamed Appleseed Con.
For the first 2 years of the show, with just a small number of exceptions, the artists that came to the show were either personal acquaintances or good friends of mine, or people that I just sort of sought out through other shows and just sort of pitched the show to.
Most small comic conventions are vendor-driven. Retailers with boxes of older comics or back issues had a presence at Appleseed too, but the focus was on the artist alley experience. The majority of tables at Appleseed Con were spots where comic book writers, artists, and creators of all kinds could share their work with fans and have conversations about the medium they love.
Appleseed was an outstanding show.
That's Brandon Peet, one of three creators of the comic book Black Rose. He's one of many local artists who was given a platform by Appleseed Con.
The ways that you really get your work out in front of people are, you know, one route is online, another is going to shows, hitting the road and taking your stuff and showing it to people, hopefully making some fans.
The Black Rose team would travel to conventions in roughly a 3 to 4 hour radius from Fort Wayne. Doing that, Peet realized there was something else special about Appleseed Con.
The really great thing about Appleseed, and I don't know how widely known it is, but the tables for the artists were free.
Comic conventions typically charge fees for artists and vendors to have space and tables at their events. For artists at Appleseed, the table fee was waived. The emphasis on creators meant a lot to Dave Wachter. He's been nominated for an Eisner Award, the comic's equivalent to an Oscar, for his creation The Guns of Shadow Valley. He was also involved in Appleseed Con from its earliest years.
There's a lot of shows across the country these days, but so many of them call themselves Comic Cons, but comics really seem to be more on the periphery.
That was another part of Zach Cruzy's vision for Appleseed Con. None of the guests were big celebrities. The focus at Appleseed wasn't on big names who have acted in film and television. The medium of comics took center stage.
Having a few conventions out there that really try to focus on the people who make the comics, the people who write and come up with the ideas, and the people who create the art for comics has been more important than ever, I think.
Attendance grew between 2010 and 2015, up to nearly 1,500 per year by the end of the show's run. But artists remained accessible. There weren't long lines for autographs that fans had to pay to stand in, a common occurrence at larger conventions. Here's comic book writer and artist Hilary Barta.
You wouldn't have crowds, so people could talk and stand around. There's no rush. You could spend your time and take your time with people and interact.
Barta has drawn The Simpsons, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and even SpongeBob SquarePants for kids' comic books. At Appleseed, he drew free SpongeBob sketches for kids, serving as an ambassador reaching new readers. Interactions like these are what made the convention unique.
I've been to a handful of different kind of comic cons, and Appleseed is unique in that it's very intimate, it's very personal.
That's Ashley Motia, who helped organize the convention when it became too big for one person to manage.
Every weekend when the con would get done, I would have notes of either on email or paper, just the inspiring things that people were talking about and that I had seen. Even as, you know, somebody who's not an artist, I could not help but be inspired by what Zach had built.
Cruzy now teaches at Michigan State. He teaches 20th and 21st century American literature and comic books. 2 years ago, he made the hard decision to put Appleseed Con on hiatus. Volunteers, artists, and fans still look back on it as something special to them. It's called a hiatus for a reason, and the pieces of the convention remain in place. One of these summers might just be the one when Appleseed Con returns. For WBOI News, I'm Ben Clemmer.